Zack Snyder said 90% of the movie is historically accurate. and that does include that the Persian army, they did have ogres, mummies, and goat men.
I think I saw some Frankensteins.
And weird
wolfmen.
Fat S&M creatures with sword hands.
Those are just Germans who go to techno golf shows. But we
wandered
actually,
on set.
We actually, Snyder gives us a look into the Emperor's tent when the deformed,
oh, this is good, yeah.
When the deformed Matt Forney goes to betray the Spartans, which also tracks because Forney is kind of a persona non grata even among a lot of the alt-right guys, so this is perfect. And he sees like the court of Xerxes, and it's a bunch of pansexual, multiracial people doing like sexy rave dancing.
Gender ambiguity.
There's all body types. Total body acceptance. There's an armless dude, so they're totally like they're not ableist. But like the way this is shot is definitely to give you an idea that you're supposed to be disgusted.
Your gods were cruel to shape you so, friend of Fialtis. The Spartans too were cruel to reject you. I am kind.
Horrified by the depravity of these people engaging in pleasure in an open-minded society.
No, the scene in Xerxes' tent is Tumblr.
Yeah, that is Tumblr. Yeah. That's Obama's limousine.
Yeah. Again, how do you not root for the Persians when you watch this movie?